This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. A new book from a widely published Millsboro author is out. A Place to Hide is the latest from David Sallner. It focuses on a parole jumper named Bill Waite living on the Lower East Side of Manhattan during the 1920s. Sallner says the story is based in part on his own life. Sallner worked all over the country as an iron ore miner, steelworker, and longshoreman for many years. In this week's Arts Playlist, Sallner chats with Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele about the book and his past.
Hey, you set the scene without giving too much away. Give us some background about A Place to Hide. What's it about?
Well, it's about 1923, and this fella who's on the run from a cruel Montana parole boss, he arrives in New York. He needs a hideout and someone to trust. And he finds both working on the Holland Tunnel as a sandhog laborer with the first Jew he's ever known, Virgil Pushkin Shulman. So it's a story about the Holland Tunnel, the construction of the Holland Tunnel, the Lower East Side in the 1920s, and about cultures meeting up, this fellow who's never known a Jew and finding shelter on the Lower East Side among Jewish people there.
It sounds like a good mystery. I love a good mystery. How did you come up first with the title, and then how did you come up with, you know, an idea for this story?
Well, the idea comes from several different places. One thing is, I was a blue collar worker for most of my working life. I worked in iron ore mines, steel. Manufacturing facilities, places like that all over the country. So when I thought about the Holland Tunnel, I thought, I wonder what it would have been like to work there. And that was how I came up with that idea. I also had lived briefly on the Lower East Side way back. Tells something about my age when I say how far that I lived in the Lower East Side when it was still a working class community. So I was fascinated by the remnants of Yiddish and Ukrainian cultures that I saw there. So I put it together and I thought, well, what if a fugitive, what better place to hide than the Lower East Side was in the 1920s the most crowded slum in the world. Who could find anybody there? So that's sort of how the title and the outlines of the story came about.
Now, if you've worked all over the country, tell me how you settled here in Delaware.
Well, a lot of us are settling here in Sussex County. It's a booming area right now, but my wife and I were semi-retired. We're still not completely retired. We were living in Maryland, and we thought we had another move left in us, and we like the kind of life that we're able to live here. It is a great area, and there's a tremendous mix of people where we are. A lot of people from all over the world are in Lower Sussex County, drawn here by the chicken processing plants especially, and then a lot of older people like myself who come here with fascinating backgrounds as well.
Now, A Place to Hide, that's your latest book. That is not your first book, correct?
Correct. I wrote four poetry collections. My last poetry collection is The Stillness of Certain Valleys, which is about the title poem is about working in West Virginia and the ghost towns that exist there now. And that's available on Amazon as well, The Stillness of Certain Valleys.
David, what got you interested initially in writing poetry and then books?
Well, I had young people often write poetry, and it's beaten out of us over the years. We have to go to work, and it it just disappears from our the goal of writing something on paper that you really take pleasure in. That disappears over the years with the obligations of work. But for me, when I went to work with steelworkers and iron ore miners, machinists and bus drivers on many of the jobs I had, their stories really fascinated me. And so that desire to write was really reborn in me because of the stories of the people that I worked with.
That's some hard work right there. I mean, I can just imagine that it would lead to a whole host of stories right there. It's very hard work, yes?
Yes. And I think I was able to write the story of the Sandhog laborers who built the Holland Tunnel because of that background that I had. I know that people who do extremely hard work, backbreaking work, or people who just work in an office or work serving others in customer service, they know what it's like to be looked down on and to work hard for a pittance. And there's a certain liveliness in those people. The support they give to each other, their jokes. So the Sandhog laborers that I try to capture, actually, I read every book I could, but none of them really describe the life of the Sandhogs. And I think that that's something that I really wanted to do. I'm sure they were a very lively bunch, not just a beaten down and downtrodden bunch.
I want to remind everybody, we are talking to David Salner. David is a local author. He lives in Millsboro, about his latest novel about a fugitive in 1920s Lower East Side Manhattan. And it sounds like an interesting read. Because you live in Sussex County, do you think down the road somewhere we'll see a book about Sussex County, Delaware?
Could be. Although possibly the most interesting book would come out of someone who's traveled here, possibly from Guatemala, working in a chicken processing plant. That might be the most interesting kind of book to come out of Sussex County, and I would not be qualified to write it. But I think A Place to Hide is a... I tried to strike some universal themes that apply to Delaware and everywhere else.
David, what's the takeaway from your book? What do you want readers to take away?
Well, Kelly, I think the takeaway of my book, A Place to Hide, is of the meeting of people from different cultures. I think that the talk about divisiveness and conflict in society, although there is much of that, there's also a lot of coming together and a lot of people helping each other out. The main character in my book is a parole jumper on the run from a frame-up who's never known a Jew. His best friend becomes Virgil, and Virgil is the first, not only the first Jew he's ever known, but he guides him through the Lower East Side. He rescues him. Bill is also rescued by other characters. It's really a story of Bill's good fortune. The way this man who's on the run is rescued, goes through many close scrapes. I hope readers will find a fair amount of suspense in it. And he's rescued by other lowly characters in the world of 1920s.
What a great message, too, the message of coming together in a world that was turned upside down last year by the COVID pandemic. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. I hope. I'm glad you say that, and I hope readers will find that. Readers can get the book on Amazon, as well as by me, if from me, an autographed copy. Kelly, if they write to the station, can you put them in touch with me?
I will definitely do that.
Great, great. And then I can send an autographed copy.
Thanks to Millsboro-based author David Sauner and our Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist. And we wrap up The Green next with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, A Matter of Facts, and a look at the current state of television news. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.